Hello, the tens on duty are from Turkey. We'll read a selected excerpt from Baal Sulam. Therefore, let me remind you the validity of love of friends in spite of everything at this time. For it is upon this that our right to exist depends, and upon this our near to come success is measured. Hence, turn away from all the imaginary engagements and set your hearts on thinking thoughts and devising proper tactics to truly connect your hearts as one. So the words love your friend as yourself will literally come true in you. For a verse does not reach beyond the literal. And you will be cleaned by the thought of love that will cover all crimes. But test me in that, and I begin to truly connect in love, and then you will see the palate will taste, and all the people will not separate between me and you.
Active workshop question. How can we turn away from all the imaginary engagements and set our hearts to the love of friends? Active workshop question. How can we turn away from all the imaginary engagements and set our hearts to the love of friends?
להתפנות מכל העסקים המדומים.
To turn away from all the imaginary engagements is to pay attention to spirituality and to prefer spirituality over corporeality in every given moment, the ten meeting, the lesson, think about the friends every moment. There always seems to be something more important.
They were constantly in a state of war. That's what we're talking about, the penny and the penny is added to a great sum. Well, the friends make efforts, they set an example, they follow what Rabash writes from the beginning without feelings, without anything above human effort, with total devotion. So above that, this area of love opens up, and the area of self-love puts up a white flag. So that's our work, to start anew each time and to occupy that area of love and build that common heart between us. How? They write about it.
And we do it together here and now. Every one of us understands carefully what to do. We have to completely devote ourselves to society, to the Rav, to this force field that's here. And any time the disturbances will arise by the Creator sending them, we'll say thank you to the Creator, because we came here to find this place to make room in our hearts, clean it from self-love, and have the Creator clothed within us, love between us.
Yeah, we want to see in all the disturbances, all these imaginary dealings that suddenly get important and become important to us, to see them as a guiding force from the Creator. The Creator is showing us that we are deviating from the path so we could correct it. And in this way, we'll advance more. Each time, we'll have more room to scrutinize the importance of the connection between us on top of these disturbances and to increase it.
Active workshop question. How can we remind the friends validity of love of friends? Again, how can we remind friends the validity of love of friends?
כשאנחנו מרגישים את אהבת החברים, אז נודה לבורא ונקרא.
When we feel love of friends, we'll thank the Creator and we'll make a covenant that will guard the love of friends, which includes Him too, from love of the friends to love of the Creator. And when we don't have love of friends, we'll have imaginary engagement. So then we'll do what we discussed before and ask the Creator to keep the covenant and awaken our hearts to love of friends.
The question is a little bit unclear. What do you mean? How can we remind friends? We have it every moment to look at the friends and love of friends and hold the actions, and we have to try to have the intention toward the friends. So every opportunity, we have many acts. Just need to help one another. It's not a question of how. Whether each and every moment, every opportunity we have.
I think it means to always set an example for the friends, to make more actions that increase the love of friends. The more I play it outwardly and show it and make it happen outwardly, then I give validity to love of friends, and it's present, and even if I don't feel it, it influences my friends. And so through the envy of authors, we develop.
Exactly, and until we get to love, we'll act it, and we'll read, we'll put ourselves under the influence of Rabash, and he says, let me remind you of the validity of love of friends. Our right to exist depends on it. If we wait for it to come from within us, it'll never come. We'll get there when we make the efforts to do it, and the light will work on us to do it.
This tool is there. We have to give it validity, importance. Like the Creator is not there if we don't build Him between us. So we have to infect each other, inspire each other as we enter the lesson, all the friends in the world in a common effort. That's how we create love of friends. Everyone has free choice. And it's a wonderful thing that we have this privilege, all of us together, to be in the lesson, listen to the Kabbalists and follow His advice and realize it.
We use actions, words, but ultimately everything comes down to a prayer. We have one for the other.
Yeah, and we remind each other about the need for this prayer. Give each other an example, how much each of us longs for connection. Doesn't matter what happens to you in life and how you woke up, everyone comes and raises the importance and greatness of the friends, of connection between us, of our common prayer, and that's how we each awaken.
our darkness. Prayer. Give us the strength to be persistent in acts of bestowal, which is the essence of spiritual work, and unite us in the unity of love, and help us to rise above the will to receive each time. Help us to unite our actions in one prayer, one heart, and one soul, with the intention of bestowing upon you. Please help us to overcome all obstacles so we can serve you.
We are all together entering the lesson and only thinking of the love of friends to give contentment to the Creator.